Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Father, we thank you for your holy written word, a revelation from heaven made to us. And we thank you that today you will anoint every ear to hear. And Father, we thank you will catch the revelation. You will speak by revelation and we'll be transformed, my God. And today, your word to us will bring a new dimension of faith, a new dimension of communion and fellowship. So we bless you now, Spirit of God. Thank you for your anointing on this word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I've entitled my message this morning, Jesus, Our Tabernacle. Glory to God. And I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 8. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 8. And this is following through from what the Lord started speaking to us about on Friday morning when we had communion and we started realizing and coming to the revelation of us being in Christ, of Christ being the covenant. Hallelujah. And so I want you to read from verse 8 with me. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the Holy of Holies was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was standing. Go to verse 11. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place, once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Hallelujah. I want you to read again with me, verse 11. Let's read it out loud together. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. Now, the word tabernacle means dwelling place, place of meeting. And we notice in the Old Testament, God instituted the tabernacle, the place of meeting, a place where God would commune with his people. We notice that they took the tabernacle wherever they went because it represented the presence, the communion of God being in the midst of his people. Somebody say amen. So the tabernacle really, the old tabernacle was a holy place filled with revelation. Just looking at that tabernacle will reveal things to you about God. But now the Bible says Christ came as a New Testament tabernacle, greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. The place where God prepared for us is a tabernacle not made with hands, a heavenly tabernacle. Amen. So we know that the Old Testament pattern of the tabernacle was given to Moses by revelation. And that tabernacle given by revelation was then built by skilled craftsmen who accurately reflected by what they built, what God was revealing from heaven of the type and the pattern that he gave to Moses. God said to Moses, listen, this is a pattern. And this pattern, you must be careful to build exactly. See to it, he said, that you do exactly what I revealed to you. Because this pattern was a revelation of the heavenly tabernacle. Hallelujah. They were building something heavenly on earth, revealing in the natural that which is spiritual. Hallelujah. And it reflected physically eternal truths, things as they are in heaven. It had to be a perfect reflection And it was essential that this earthly tabernacle was perfect in every detail, accurate. Because this wasn't a building, this was a message. It was a word. And God said to Moses, see to it. Ensure that you build according to the heavenly pattern, because by this I'm revealing holy eternal truths. Hallelujah. God's good at taking spiritual things, making them natural to reveal. Takes the Son of God spiritual, makes him natural to reveal him. Hallelujah. And so he's doing this. And it was so important. We notice how important it is, because even when God said to Moses, here's another pattern, a heavenly pattern, the people were crying out for water. There was no water in the desert. And God said to Moses, I want you to give a further revelation of things as they are in heaven, that Christ, hallelujah, the eternal rock, will be struck for the redemption of my people. And because Moses struck the rock twice, it had severe consequences. Because it wasn't just striking the rock, something physical. God said, now you have crucified Christ afresh and it cannot happen. Therefore, you cannot enter the promised land. It is so important. What I want to show you is that this Old Testament tabernacle, even though built by hands, was a physical revelation of things as they are in truth. Hallelujah. And it was so important that every truth be revealed. It was crucial. Hallelujah. Not only is every detail a true revelation of eternal truth, but any departure of that pattern would be a deception, a lie, an undermining of the perfect holy revelation. It was so important. It is so important because God, through the tabernacle, was describing holy eternal things. Hallelujah. More than that, it was actually revealing the Holy One. Hallelujah. That tabernacle was a revelation of the communion place in Christ that was to come. A place in Christ in which we eternally will tabernacle, commune with God. So really, when you look at the Old Testament tabernacle, you realize that this tabernacle was a revelation of Christ, hallelujah. When you looked at the tabernacle, God was saying, you are looking at Jesus. We know that because Jesus later said, Moses saw my day and he rejoiced. Here is some revelations that are in the tabernacle. I just want to go over some of them, of the things that God was describing in the tabernacle, revealing in that tabernacle made with hands, that we would have a revelation of Christ. Firstly, we notice that, there was these, I don't know what happened to my one page. Oh, that's what happened to my one page. I got a new printer that's printing back to back. So this revelation, we see that the Old Testament tabernacle was destroyed. But it wasn't done away with. It was fulfilled. Just like the law. Jesus said, don't think that I've come to banish the law, to destroy the law. He says, I've come to fulfill the law. So a Christian fulfills the law in his lifestyle. That's what's wrong with this extreme grace message. The law doesn't matter. You better believe it does matter, because not one jot or tittle of the law will pass away. Amen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. And so Christ is the fulfillment of the Old Testament pattern, not the doing away with it. Amen. So here he is. We notice that the Old Testament was destroyed. The old tabernacle was destroyed. And Jesus said in 27, Matthew 27, 50, he cried with a loud voice, yielded up his spirit, and said, behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks were rent. What was happening? The type was rent. The type was destroyed. The earthly tabernacle was being destroyed and replaced, hallelujah, with the new. As his body was rent, the tabernacle was rent, hallelujah, to bring us access to God. And let me tell you, God is coming back in a resurrection tabernacle, hallelujah, for you and I, amen. We spoke last week about us being in the cleft of the rock, being in the covenant person. Amen. So remember that the Old Testament tabernacle is a revelation of things to come, an earthly revelation of supernatural reality. So as we look at that, the temporary type was destroyed and the true tabernacle was revealed. Jesus was talking about this in John chapter 2:19. Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple. He was talking about the physical tabernacle. They were standing in front of the physical tabernacle. They were wondering about its greatness. And Jesus said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then the Jew says, it has taken 46 years to build this temple. And will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Hallelujah. That in him we have eternal communion and fellowship with God. He, Jesus, is the tabernacle not made with hands. The one that would be raised in 3 days. Hallelujah. So when you look at heaven, you say, well, you know, there is a tabernacle in heaven. There is a temple in heaven. One day we will enter that temple, the one not made with hands. But yet the book of Revelation tells us there's no physical temple in heaven. Revelation 21 verse 21 says, the main street of the city was pure gold, translucent as glass. But there was no sign of a temple. For the Lord God, the sovereign strong, and the Lamb are the temple. Mm. The Old Testament tabernacle, in other words, speaks of Jesus. And we see him in the Old Testament in many details, many facts. And we'll just look at a few facets just to mention a few of the Old Testament tabernacle being a revelation of Christ. Firstly, if you would approach the Old Testament tabernacle, you would notice that it is surrounded by a linen fence, a linen surrounding. It's white, it's linen. And white linen speaks of Jesus in his pure humanity, the righteous one. Always when you see a man in fine linen, it's always speaking about Jesus, the sinless. Hallelujah. That's the first thing. So you're looking at Jesus. Secondly, you'll notice that it's been held up with the ropes and there's pegs that holds it, and the pegs are not just any metal. The pegs are bronze pegs. So what does that reveal? Bronze is a combination. It's a bimetal, two metals mixed. The one is corruptible, and the other one not. They mix together because Jesus is the peg. He's both the Son of Man and the Son of God. Next, we notice that peg was not only a revelation of the God-man, that peg was only driven in halfway into the ground. It could not be driven all the way into the ground. It was driven halfway into the ground because Jesus was both buried and resurrected. It could not be driven all the way into the ground because otherwise he would stay in the ground. It couldn't be above the ground, otherwise he cannot die for us. But him, the God-man, came and he made peace between God and man. Hallelujah. He was both buried and resurrected. Hallelujah. Next, you will come into the temple. Of course, there's other things as well. I don't want to become too detailed. I just want to reveal to you that when we speak about the tabernacle, God was showing Jesus. We notice the next thing, that when you come in, there's a brazen altar, a brass altar, which of course speaks about the blood sacrifice. Jesus is the place of the sacrifice. Hallelujah. For the washing away of sins. Next, after that, you'll come to the next altar, which is the brazen lava, a place filled with water in which they will ceremonially wash and clean. And that speaks about Jesus, the Word that washes us. You cleanse by the washing of the Word. Hallelujah. You're renewed by the transforming of your mind, by the Word. Hallelujah. There's the washing, there's the cleansing that comes. Once again, speaking about Jesus, who is the Word. The Word applied transforms you. How do you find the more you read the Word, the cleaner you become? Amen. Amen. Next, you will notice that right there in the midst is a priest. Even the priest, he's a revelation of Jesus. He is our faithful high priest who makes intercession, ever living for you and I, hallelujah, who is able to enter the Holy of Holies. The priest speaks of Jesus in his priestly ministry, hallelujah. He is the high priest, the Bible says, of the good things to come. You look into this temple and you notice when you start approaching the holy place that there are five pillars. The five pillars speaks about Jesus in his fivefold ministry. He is both apostle. He is both a prophet. He is evangelist. He is pastor and he is teacher. Hallelujah. That's why he teaches the church by his fivefold ministry. Apostle, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, who's given for the equipping of the saints. Hallelujah. Five is the number of grace. And here, when you pass that, you'll find the veil. To come into the Holy of Holies, there's the veil. And when you come into that place, you see the veil. Once again, the veil has revelation in it, because the veil couldn't just be made of anything. The veil had to be, firstly, it had to be fine linen. So on the fine linen was revealed things, because God could only reveal himself in Christ. He built the whole revelation of himself on Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the revelation of God. So God had to imprint his message on man. So the veil, firstly, is fine linen, speaking of Jesus in his pure humanity, the incarnate Christ. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ came down from heaven, clothed in human flesh. Why? Because God wanted to make covenant with human flesh. Hallelujah. And then the gospel had to be written on flesh for God to reach the flesh. Now, when you see that, it's fine linen. And on the fine linen was all the embroidery made with all the colors. The first thing I notice about the yarn that was used is the yarn had to be wool, because it's the shepherd who reveals the gospel. Hallelujah. The wool had to be colored. The wool had three strands in the wool. There was the of course, the blue, the purple, and the red. And even when you looked at that, there's another revelation of Jesus. When you look at at the blue speaks of the Son of Man, Jesus in his humanity. Hallelujah. That which is from heaven. Amen. The divine Christ in a being written on a physical body, on the linen. Here he is being revealed, and blue is always connected with heavenly qualities of love and loyalty, faithfulness of God. Then you'll notice not only is there a blue thread, but there's a purple thread, and the purple thread is the most incredible revelation. Because purple is a combination of blue and red. And some of you are getting it already. Purple you get by combining the blue and the red. Purple is royalty, kingship, authority, dominion. He received kingship, authority, and dominion of all people as coming as a Son of Man, blue, and shedding his blood, red, and through that combined man, sinner, God, the righteous, holy one, and became King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God revealed in his perfect authority. He restored all things. Hallelujah. And of course, we know that the red speaks of Jesus, the Lamb of God, the one who gave his blood for the remission of sins. Hallelujah. So richly displayed in the purple is the Son of God, blue, the Son of Man, scarlet, which in combination made him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, having taken away the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and risen with authority and dominion, and established forever and ever, hallelujah, as our God. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. So his glory, when we look at the Old Testament tabernacle, it is, in other words, for you and I, a revelation of Jesus. Now, why is that so important? Because the Bible says that we enter the tabernacle not made with hands. We enter Christ. Hallelujah. You enter that eternal tabernacle. Hallelujah. And that the next thing that you notice about that cord, it's a threefold cord, which is not easily broken. So I spoke to you about last week that God had to find a man so he can have a covenant with himself. He swore to himself. So he made a covenant with himself. God the divine with God the man combined becoming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. It's a threefold cord that can never be broken. Praise God. It's an everlasting covenant. Somebody say amen. So we see that the Old Testament tabernacle was a revelation of Christ. The heavenly tabernacle is Jesus. All right, we've laid the foundation. Let's move on to the revelation. When we look at that, he is our dwelling place. Remember we read earlier Revelation 21 verse 21? It says that there was no sign of a temple in heaven, for the Lord God, the sovereign, strong, and the Lamb are the temple. Hallelujah. Have you entered the temple already? Or are you going to enter it one day? Or are you born into Christ? You're already in the tabernacle. You're already a partaker of heavenly things. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait to die to enter the heavenly tabernacle. You are in the heavenly tabernacle. Somebody say hallelujah. We are in him now as we will forever be in him in heaven. Is there a separation? Same glory. Same spirit. Same inheritance. Same promise. You're as much an heir of every heavenly promise today as you will ever be when you get to heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We are in Him now as we will forever be in Him. Amen. Is there a separation? Do you need to wait for one day? Oh, Pastor, no, one day it will be better. But in this life, you know, we have to suffer and bear these things. No. Where are you? Amen. Glory to God. You're ready in Him. Colossians 3 verse 3, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Hallelujah. Jesus is both heavenly and human. He is both the tabernacle of heaven, not made with hands, which we enter here. Oh, glory. Somebody say hallelujah. Why? So that it can be on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. I enter a tabernacle on earth so that I can receive that which is in the heavenly tabernacle on earth, because I'm already in the tabernacle. I'm already in Christ, and all things prepared for me eternally is mine today. Hallelujah. He is my tabernacle, not made with hands. I live in a different place. Whoa, glory. So really, we are now forerunners. Hallelujah. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We experience the earthly, we experience the fleshly, but in our spirits we're already in the tabernacle, so that that which is of heaven is manifest in the earth as it is in heaven, so that it be on earth. Why? Because I am in the tabernacle. Glory to God. Oh, I'm going to go home and shout, blessed be the name of the Lord. If it is so, is there any need for you to wait? Hallelujah. The promises are yes, they are amen. Hallelujah. We enter Him now, revealing that there's access. Glory to God. You're not waiting to gain access. You have been granted access. You're already in Christ. Hallelujah. We are the temple. Hallelujah. Living stones being built up together in Him. Glory to God. Every heavenly blessing is ours. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 3:22, or the world, or life, or death, all things present, all things to come, all are yours. Hallelujah. Can you imagine the glories of heaven? Can you imagine the things that God has prepared for those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose? He says, all things are yours, of heaven and earth. Everybody say, I have access to heavenly tabernacle, heavenly blessing, the heavenly dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. As it is in heaven, so let it be on earth. Oh, glory, glory. As it is in heaven, so let it be on earth. If I can see it, if I can catch the revelation, and I can live there, it will be on earth as it is in heaven. So that my days on earth will be as the days of heaven upon the earth. Hallelujah. Because I'm living in that dimension. I'm living in the holy place. Oh, glory, 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 glory. That's why there's no separation. Can He withhold anything? You're ready in the tabernacle. Hallelujah. The Old Testament saints were kept outside. They had to eat the crumbs that fell from the table. You don't have to come to church and eat from the crumbs that falls from the table. Maybe one blessing will fall on me. Maybe somebody will pray for me. Maybe somebody will do something for me. Give me a word. You don't have to live off the crumbs. Hallelujah. He who did not spare his own son, how will he withhold anything from us? It cannot be withholden. It's already given. If God wanted to change his mind from giving you a blessing, he's already too late. I'm here already. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I say that again? If you think in your mind that if God wants to withhold anything from you, he can, he's too late. You're already in the heavenly tabernacle. You're already right in there with him. Hallelujah. All things are already yours. And I say that just as illustration, because God in no ways wants to withhold anything from you. He wants to give it to you. That's why he gave you Christ, so that in him we have all things that pertain to life and godliness. Blessed be the God and Savior of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Having been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. All of heaven, the glory of heaven is yours. Oh, I sense a glory falling. I sense the Spirit of God falling in this temple and in this place. Hallelujah. And God is saying to you, everything I have is yours. Everything I prepared is yours. Everything that is mine is yours. It's in the anointing. It's in the Holy Ghost, who is the guarantor of the heavenly. Oh my God. When the Holy Ghost is here, he is guaranteeing the heavenly in the earth. Sabrone Hakare Kabos. And by the Spirit I manifest in the earth that which is of heaven, because he, my God, has already been given. Hallelujah. Therefore we have full confidence in him. Hallelujah. Jesus, my heavenly tabernacle, I tabernacle in him, and it is today on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, lift your hands and just thank him. Let the revelation of the Spirit fill your being. Hallelujah. See right now that which is prepared for you in heaven, the heavenly tabernacle, not made with hands, has already been granted to you. You've already entered. And now partake and now receive all things prepared for you of the Father. Hallelujah. They are yours. They are freely given. Only believe. With God it shall be possible. Hallelujah. He will not withhold. In the name of Jesus, I tear down every lie that God is withholding. I break down every lie and every deception that you're away from God. In the name of Jesus, I release the revelation of his dwelling place with you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your Spirit revealing things to come, administering things as they are in heaven, as they are on earth. I want you to pray that. Say, Lord, let it be to me as it is in heaven, so let it be on earth. Hallelujah. A covenant place of the glory of God. Shebra Seche, the glory of heaven. Hallelujah. The Holy One indwelling his glory, indwelling his temple, indwelling you and I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shebra Seche Daban. Let a new revelation of the Spirit, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost, let the Eternal One, the author, the finisher, let him strengthen you today. In the name of Jesus, Shabrana, Kese, Kerabana, Borabaya. Hallelujah. He is our guarantor. He is the down payment. The Holy Ghost, the Bible says, is the custodian of all heavenly blessing. Not only the custodian, but the manifester. That's why things go bad. You just get into your prayer room. You start praying the Holy Ghost. Start partaking. Hallelujah. Everything the enemy does is outside. Hallelujah. You have full authority what's inside. He can't enter here. There's a bloodline. Hallelujah. 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 Shebra sekera da da da. Come on, thank God for His communion. The communion. Now may the communion, the fellowship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be with you. God says, I will dwell with you because my tabernacle is my dwelling place. And as we offer our homes to Him as an altar, He will tabernacle with you. The Holy One Himself will manifest in your home. And the enemy will not be able to enter because the glory is there. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy every spirit come against you, be struck with blindness. You cannot enter, cannot find you. Because you're found in the secret place, you're found in Him. Hallelujah. Come on, just pray. Ask God to open your mind, open your heart, open your spirit to be ready to partake, to be ready to receive. There's nothing that can separate you from Him, our heavenly dwelling place, Jesus. I bless you and praise you. Hallelujah. We carriers of the glory. The Bible says this. The temple was dedicated, was filled with glory. The glory of God. The glory of God. The glory of God fill the tabernacle, fill you. Shebro seche kabahante. Yea, so that the things that are in heaven can be revealed on the earth. For even as I revealed the pattern, the types, so now through you and in you, I will reveal the true. And by you, I will manifest to the world a pattern and an example, an explanation of the glories of heaven that the saints have received. We bless you, Spirit of God. Sabon tekera dogaya. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, I release the authority of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As you have become one with Him and Him one with you, His royalty, His authority is established, and not only established for you, but in you, making you a king, making you a priest, making you a minister of the heavenly things manifesting by His glory. I see the Holy Ghost revealing and releasing the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the anointings, the revelations. Shebra seche karabaya. As it is in heaven, so let it be on earth. As it is in heaven, it'll be in me. As it is in heaven, my eyes can clearly see the Lord of glory. Given for me, you are my dwelling place, you are my holy place, you are my God. I worship you. Thank you, Spirit of God. And now the Holy Ghost anoint and sanctify you, fill your being with all that is His. In the name of Jesus, nothing will be withheld. Nothing will be kept back. Shabro Seheka, I release that today. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command peace, everything missing, everything broken, restored. In the name, oh, that's it. There's a renewal of the Holy Ghost happening right here. Just receive. Let the Holy Ghost renew you. I see the Spirit of God working, renewing you, making things right, making things whole, replacing things that have been destroyed, mending things. Sebra sahando koba honte by, making you every bit whole. Shebra sekero bosi apano bora, for in Christ you are made perfect today. We bless you, wonderful Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every eye closed, every head bowed for a moment. God revealed His Son Jesus for the salvation of humanity. God doesn't want you far from Him. He gave Jesus because He wants to be your tabernacle. He wants to receive you back. He didn't create you to live outside of Him. He is the source of life. He is the eternal. He is the beginning. He is the end. He's your God. And today, Christ is revealed so that you, by calling on His name, can enter and come into the presence of the living God. You yet today say, Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. I'm a sinner. I'm still standing outside. I want to tell you, friend, Jesus is the door. He's the way, the access to the Father. And He loves you today. And the invitation stands open here. You say, Pastor Johnny, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want Him to wash my sins away. I want to come into communion with God. I don't want to live away from Him anymore. I don't want to live outside of Him. I want to give my life to God today. If that is you all over this place, just lift your hand. I'm going to pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. You're my Pastor Johnny. Pray for me. I want to make right with God. Hallelujah. If that's you, I want to pray for you. Can you just lift your hand right where you are? Thank you, Jesus. Is there a hand there? Ushers, help me. I can't see back there because of the light. Thank you. Okay, yeah, I see that hand. I see that hand. Don't miss this opportunity to come back to your God. You don't have to live away from Him. You say, Pastor Johnny, is that how easy it is? The Bible says you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You confess Him as your Lord and you shall be saved. You believe that He is the life. You believe that He is the way to God. You put your trust in Him. You say, Pastor Johnny, I want to receive that eternal life. If that's you and you're not yet born again, if you've not lifted your hand, I want you to lift it right now and I pray with you. This is something supernatural that God only can do. Only He can change, you know, mind over matter. Never changed anybody. God's interested in changing the heart. Not the way you think. He wants to change who you are. Hallelujah. Anybody else, before I pray, you say, Pastor Johnny, include me in your prayer. Thank you back there. Now, everybody, just raise your hand. Keep them raised. Father, these lives, these souls have heard the word of life. In the name of Jesus, I bind the deceiver. I bind you, devil. I rebuke you. You let their minds, you let their hearts go. I thank you now, Spirit of God, for touching their lives and drawing them. In Jesus' name. Now, you had your hands raised. I want you to quickly stand right where you are, all over this place. You raise your hand. I want you to stand. Don't stay in your seat. Don't just put your hand down and stand. And come down to the altar. We want to pray for you. You are very precious to God. If you'll just come stand with me quickly. Come to the front. We want to pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You saw that person raise their hand. Come, just gently encourage them. Bring them with you. Can be quite daunting to stand up in front of people, but it's okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why do we do this? Because we're confessing Jesus before men. Hallelujah. Come on, ushers, do the work on evangelists there. Where are those people? What's happening? Can't walk? Thank you, Jesus. There he was, found his feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. I want those of you standing in front today, just pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I believe you so loved me. You gave your Son that if I believe, I will not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus, you are the Son of God. You shed your blood for me. You paid the price for my sin. Today, I repent and I receive your forgiveness. I believe you rose from the dead. And I confess you as the Son of God. From today, Lord, I renounce the devil and I give you my life. I confess you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.